USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. No surprise in New Hampshire this week. Corey Myers has more.
Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in New Hampshire and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. Trump's campaign celebrated his win by sending a fundraising text to supporters declaring, "This race is over."
And just a little note to Nikki, she's not going to win.
Haley says she's not going anywhere and plans to stay in the race.
President Biden also notched a significant victory in the New Hampshire Democratic primary election, winning in a write-in campaign, Biden making abortion rights a central issue in his re-election effort. He's also notching a big endorsement from the United Auto Workers.
I'm proud that the UAW is endorsing Joe Biden for President of the United States.
UAW President Sean Fain referenced how Biden last year became the first sitting president to join a picket line when he visited workers striking for higher wages in Michigan. The UAW won record-setting new contracts with the big three automakers back in November. The U.S. is now launching new airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups based in Iraq. This week, multiple U.S. airstrikes were confirmed against militia targets inside Iraq. This comes just days since U.S. service members were injured in a missile attack on the Al-Asad Air Base in country. The leading Republican lawmaker in the U.S. Senate is issuing a call for more aid to be sent to Ukraine in its war with Russia. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell said, backing Ukraine is about, quote, cold, hard American interests. He said, it is in America's interest to degrade Russia's military. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
More than half of the rural hospitals in the U.S. lack maternity care. That's according to a recent report from the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform, which found that labor shortages and economic troubles are causing rural facilities to stop offering labor and delivery services. The report also found that more than 200 rural hospitals across the country have stopped delivering babies within the past decade. Major League Baseball is announcing its 2024 Hall of Fame class. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Those being inducted include third baseman Adrian Beltre, catcher Joe Mauer, and first baseman Todd Helton. Mauer says,
to receive that call was amazing. Emotions started to really flood after receiving that call.
The induction ceremony takes place on July 21st in Cooperstown, New York.
NFL football standout lineman and newly minted podcast host Jason Kelce is speaking out about his viral shirtless moment at last weekend's Chiefs-Bills playoff game. Kelce says on the New Heights podcast that his wife, Kylie Kelce, tried to keep him in line.
The moment we got into the suite, I said, I'm taking my shirt off and I'm jumping out of that suite. And she said, Jason, don't you dare.
Speaking on the podcast he co-hosts with his brother, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, it was Jason's first time meeting Travis's girlfriend, pop star Taylor Swift. Jason's wife wanted him to make a good first impression. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.